Today we come to two very short parables in which it is very easy to see where Jesus Christ appears. We're looking at the parables of the hidden treasure and of the priceless pearl, and of course Jesus Christ is the hidden treasure. He is the pearl of great value.
Welcome to Unlocking the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith. And Colin, today we're continuing in our series Ministry Matters and continuing to look at the parables we find in this chapter.
Yeah, and our aim in this series is really to bring encouragement to people who are serving the Lord well. And we've discovered from these parables, first, something about the expectations that we should have, that the Word of God faithfully sown will produce different results in the lives of different people. And then we thought a little bit about the limitations. You know, there is an enemy and he's sowing weeds in the field, and the field will never be all that we want it to be. That will be true in the church. It's certainly true in the world. And then we thought about progress, that the word of God is like a small seed, but it grows. It has pervasive influence like leaven in the dough. And here we're going to see the outcome of ministry, which is all about the joy that we find in Jesus Christ, who is the pearl of great price. I really hope and pray that folks who are faithfully serving the Lord are going to be encouraged by the ministry of the Word today, and that we'll press on, we'll persevere, that when we're discouraged, when we say, you know, why is more not come from this, we'll be able to say, you know, the Word of God speaks to me, yeah, and it helps me just to keep going.
Well, I hope that you'll open your Bible and join us in Matthew chapter 13 as we do look at these two short parables and begin a message entitled Joy. Here is Pastor Colin.
Today is the last in this short series of sermons on the parables of Jesus. We've called it Ministry Matters, and we have been looking at the wisdom that Jesus Christ gives us for sustaining a lifetime of service. We've looked at the subject of expectations. When you engage in ministry, like the sower of the seed in the first parable that we looked at, you need to understand that people will respond in very, very different ways. Jesus sets these expectations so that we will not be surprised by these things. We looked at limitations. We saw the nature of the world in which we live, that as Jesus Christ is sowing good wheat, so Satan, the enemy, is sowing weeds, and the field of the world therefore turns out to be a mixture of good and of evil, and will be so until Jesus Christ returns. And yet we're to give ourselves to this work of ministry, and we are not to be discouraged, because Jesus Christ promises to us that in all of this there will be progress. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, and it is like leaven. And despite all the difficulties, it will both grow in size as more and more people turn to faith in Jesus Christ. And no one who turns to faith in Christ is ever lost in life or in death. God brings all of his true children home. And the leaven of Christ will spread in influence, so that a Christian believer, what you are at heart, will become the whole of you as your nature is changed by Jesus Christ. Now, in all of these parables, we have seen Jesus Christ. I was thinking about this, that came to mind. Alfred Hitchcock had the habit of appearing in his own movies. And he used to do these little cameos in which, in a hidden sort of moment, he would just appear. It would be, you know, a man that was getting on a bus somewhere, or a photograph even in a newspaper that someone was carrying would be Hitchcock's image. So here's the great filmmaker, and he does these little cameo appearances in his own movies. And we have found Jesus Christ, the great author, in his own parables. We have seen that he, in fact, is the sower. He's the one who sows seed, the living seed of the Word of God, into the hearts of men and women. He is the owner of the field, who one day is going to come, and his angels will be the ones who will separate the wheat from the weeds. He is the mustard seed that will grow in its influence across the world. He is the leaven that changes a person's life by transforming their nature from the inside out. Now, today we come to two very short parables in which it is very easy to see where Jesus Christ appears. We're looking at the parables of the hidden treasure and of the priceless pearl. And of course, Jesus Christ is the hidden treasure. He is the pearl of great value. And so please turn with me in your Bible to Matthew chapter 13. And just these three verses that are before us, from verse 44 to verse 46. That's Matthew chapter 13, verses 44 to 46. And Jesus says, "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. And then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys the field." Again, says Jesus, "The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who on finding one pearl of great value, went and sold all that he had and bought it." Now, these two stories that are about Jesus Christ himself are both very simple and very wonderful. They're about four things. They're about searching, finding, selling, and buying. Number one, searching. Notice particularly in the second parable, "The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls." So here is a story that Jesus Christ tells for everyone who is searching today. Now think about it, the merchant already had a significant collection of fine pearls. We know that because the pearls he sold were sufficient in value to obtain the pearl of great price that he found and brought him such great joy. But in the words of the well-known song by U2, he still hadn't found what he was looking for. It's very interesting to me, by the way, that that song is sung by a group of guys who are very familiar with religion. They sing about Jesus dying on the cross. I have it on my heart today that some of you have grown up with Christianity. You've been brought to church perhaps even since you were young. If I asked you what the gospel is, you could tell me. But there is a restlessness in your heart. And you still haven't found what you are looking for. That was the position of the pearl merchant. He had a collection of pearls. Some little, some larger, some very round, some misshapen, some rough, some smooth, some cloudy, some clear. But he was looking for pearls that were better than the ones that he already had. And maybe that describes you today. There are many good things in your life. God has given to you some big pearls. There are people, there are passions in your life that are of great value to you. You've been made a father, you're a grandfather. But there's a restlessness that is in you, and you are looking for more. And you would say this in your heart of hearts. Perhaps you wouldn't say it out loud, but you know on the inside what you're really saying and what you're really living and experiencing is this: there are many good things in my life, but I still have the feeling that there is something more. I am not satisfied. I am not happy. I still haven't found what I am looking for. That's exactly the position of the pearl merchant. And it will be the position of many people who've been in church for many years and are here. And this story of Jesus, therefore, is for you, because it's about searching.
You're listening to Unlocking the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith, a message called Joy, part of a larger series called Ministry Matters. Well, today is the final day to give a gift of any amount and receive a copy of our thank you book called The Pursuit of God. It's a Christian classic written by A.W. Tozer, and we would love to send you a copy of this book as our way of saying thanks for your support this month. You can find out more or give online at unlockingthebible.org or call us at 1-866-UNLOCKED. All right, back to the message. Here is Pastor Colin.
I still haven't found what I am looking for. That's exactly the position of the pearl merchant. And it will be the position of many people who've been in church for many years and are here. And this story of Jesus, therefore, is for you, because it's about searching. Secondly, it's about finding. Notice verse 44 and verse 46. The man finds treasure hidden in a field which a man found, verse 44. And then we read of this merchant finding one pearl of great value. Now, the first thing to notice here, particularly as we focus on the first of these parables for a moment, is that the treasure is hidden. In other words, think of this. Here's someone probably who had been plowing a field for a long time, walking over a field for a long time, and he'd actually been very, very near to the treasure. But until this particular day when he sort of stumbled over it, maybe his plow hit something that was under the ground, I don't know. But he'd been very, very near to it. It's possible to be near to the treasure that's hidden under the ground and yet not to be aware that it is there. In other words, this treasure of Jesus Christ is not obvious to everybody. That's why you can read the Bible even for years and not see any particular value that's personal to you in it. That is why you can come to church for years. You can be surrounded by people who love Jesus Christ, as we read from Philippians 3, who worship by the Spirit and glory in Jesus Christ. Wonderful phrase. You can be surrounded by people like that, and yet you are simply an observer to what is going on in their hearts and in their lives. You see the field, but you don't really see the treasure. Growing up in Britain, I learned early in life the history of the martyrs, godly men of extraordinary courage, who particularly in the 16th century, but also in other times, were tied to wooden poles and burned on account of their faith in Jesus Christ. There were 284 of these men who died in 4 years of the reign of Queen Mary I, between 1555 and 1558 alone. 284 of them burned at the stake. Their stories all followed the same pattern. They were told, on pain of death, to recant their faith in Jesus Christ. Recant and go home to your family. Or confess on pain of death, and they chose to die horrible deaths because they found Jesus Christ more valuable than their own lives. Now, the extraordinary thing to me is that more than 500 years later, we are having the same thing being brought to our attention in the Middle East, where again and again now we're beginning to see a pattern of Christian believers, incredibly in the 21st century, being told to recant their faith in Jesus Christ on pain of death. And we continue to see men and women who are executed in the most brutal fashion because they choose to lay down their lives rather than to recant faith in Jesus Christ. Now, here's my question from that for you today. Does that make sense to you? I'm not asking if the violence makes sense to you. Clearly, it is senseless, it is brutal, it is wicked, it is foul. But I am asking you, does it make sense to you today that in the 21st century, there are men and women who count Jesus Christ as of greater value than their own lives? Does that make sense to you? Because you see, that is the whole point of these parables, that Jesus Christ is the pearl of great price. That he is indeed of supreme value, that means therefore of more value even than life itself. That he is the treasure that is hidden, buried in the field, that thousands and millions in this world have not yet recognized, and yet to those who find him, he is worth more than everything else that could be found in this world. Let me just try and touch the edge of telling you why Jesus Christ is of supreme value. He's of supreme value, friends, because of who he is. He is God, your creator, in the flesh. In him, all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, Colossians 1 and verse 19. In Christ are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and of knowledge. God Almighty, God himself, entered into this world and he was born as a baby in Jesus Christ. God in a human body, God in a human psyche with a central nervous system that felt joy and pain. God tempted in the flesh, God pressed on by all the demands of the various needs of mankind, God loving, God working, God sweating, God weeping, God with us, God for us, God in the flesh. That's who he is. And Jesus Christ is of supreme value because nobody else who has ever lived or ever will live can be who he is. He's of supreme value not only because of who he is, but because of what he has done. He has lived the life that God requires of every person. He lived the life that God requires of you, the life that God requires of me that I certainly have not lived. He's fulfilled the whole law of God. No one who has ever lived in this world has ever done that apart from him. He's done it in a life of perfect holiness. He's laid down this life as a sacrifice. He has given this life on behalf of sinners. He took on himself what was due to us by the justice of God, and he bore it. The story does not end there. He went into death, but the Bible tells us death could not hold him. He was unlike anyone else in that regard. He burst out of death. He rose from the dead on the third day in the power of an endless life. He ascended to the right hand of the Father in heaven, where he stands as the Savior and as the advocate for all people who will come to him. So Jesus Christ is of supreme value, not only because nobody else can be who he is, but because nobody else can do what he has already done. And then Jesus Christ is of supreme value because of what he offers to every searching person in the church today. He says to you, this risen Christ, this Son of God who's at the right hand of the Father even now, he says to you, come to me, all you who are weary. And you, the one who's heavy laden, you come to me, and I will give you rest. And my peace I will give to you. I'll give you a peace that this world can never give you. I have come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly, and I speak these words that your joy may be full. He stands before you today and he offers to breathe his Holy Spirit into you and fill you with the power and presence of his own life. He offers to cleanse you from your sins, all of them, to such a degree that they cannot be charged against you now and will not be charged against you at any time in the future. He offers to reconcile you to God the Father in such a way that your relationship with the Almighty will change from a sinner facing impending judgment to a son or a daughter with an everlasting inheritance. Jesus Christ is of supreme value. Not only because no one else can be who he is and no one else can do what he has done, but because no one else has what he is able to offer to you today. And then Jesus Christ is of supreme value because when he becomes yours, he can never, never, never be taken from you. Alexander McLaren has this wonderful and I think insightful comment. He says this, Nothing that can be taken from me is truly mine. Think about that. Nothing that can be taken from you is truly yours. Nothing that can be taken from me is truly mine. So fathers, today, think about the big perils of your life. Your job. Your family, your friends, your freedom. The various pleasures of your life, your health. Your money, your independence. All these things can be taken from you. One day, all these things will be taken from you. Every pearl you can gather in your collection in this life can be and will be taken from you, except for one. Jesus Christ, if you have him, can never be taken from you. Jesus Christ, if he is yours, will walk with you through every circumstance of your life. He says to you, when you walk through the fire, I will be with you. He will walk with you even when it comes through death. We go through death one at a time, but if you're with Jesus Christ, you will not go through it alone. When you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, his rod, his staff, right there with you to comfort you, walk you through. No one else can do that for you. And he will stand with you on the other side of death in the presence of his Father, in the presence of the Almighty, and he alone is the one who is able to present you in his presence, faultless and with great joy. That's what he's able to do. No one else can do that. Jesus Christ is the only person in all of the universe who can ever say to you with truth, I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you.
Well, we do have to pause today's message right there. You're listening to a message entitled Joy. It's the final in our series called Ministry Matters, and we're going to continue next time. But if you want to make sure that you don't miss that broadcast, you can come to our website right now, sign up to begin podcasting this program, or you can download the Unlocking the Bible app and have access to Pastor Colin's teaching on the go. The app is free, and it's available for your Apple products, Android products, and your Windows phones. You'll find the links you need for both the app and our podcast when you come to unlockingthebible.org. Well, Unlocking the Bible is a listener-supported ministry, and as you give a gift of any amount this month, we want to offer you a copy of a book written by A.W. Tozer. It's called The Pursuit of God. And Colin, who is A.W. Tozer?
Well, A.W. Tozer was a pastor on the south side of Chicago in the 30s, 40s, and 50s of the last century. So he's writing from a time ago, but oh boy, does his writing speak to us today. He really had an intense longing after God, and that just comes through in his writing. He says, I want to encourage an intense longing after God. The Pursuit of God is his best book. It certainly is best-selling book. I have my copy here. It is, you can see, Steve, it is
absolutely
worn out. It's marked up all over. I need a new copy from Unlocking the Bible this month for sure. I've gone back to it so many times. You know, A.W. Tozer wrote this book on his knees. That's very striking to me. He must have been walking very closely with God when he wrote this book. And when you read it, what you feel is that there's just something pouring out of the soul of this man who's hungry for God. And he gives you a sense of, yeah, I'm hungry for God too. I want more of God. And you have a sense in the reading of Tozer's Pursuit of God that you really are going after God and you're finding out something more about him as well.
Well, we would love to send you a copy of this book, The Pursuit of God. As you give a gift of any amount this month, you can give online by coming to unlockingthebible.org, or you can give us a call. Our toll-free number is 1-866-UNLOCKED. That's 866-865-6253. Or again, our website is unlockingthebible.org. Well, thanks for listening today, and I hope you'll join us next time. This program is a listener-supported production of Unlocking the Bible. Are you still trying to work out if it's really worth it to be fully committed to Jesus? Find out what you're missing on the next Unlocking the Bible.